If you could think of one word in that video, what would it be? Love. Definitely. I also think the word engaged applies. And I'll explain to you a little bit later why. I just need to get my... Okay. So I have one question for you. Do you know how the person behind you weak was? Anyone? How's about the person next to you? I would hope so, especially if they're your wife or husband. But I think something that I could see in that video was the people actually took the time to realize that someone was in need, right? The funny thing was, not one word was used in that video. No one said, okay, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing to say, no one said, I'll pray for you because you need help to get out the bus. I mean, I think the one we can relate to the most was the traffic, you know, letting people in the traffic, even taxis, even if they just squeeze their way in, you know, sometimes you just need to take the time to realize maybe someone was in a hurry, you know, and they needed to get somewhere that was important. But sometimes we're so selfish, we're like, no way we're going to let them in, right? I'd just like to read a scripture from Philippians 2. So if you can go in your Bible, we're going to stay around Philippians. So if you can get there, it's Philippians 2. Verse 3 to 4. Okay. So it says, when you do things, do not let selfishness or pride be your guide. Instead, be humble and give more honor to others than yourselves. Do not be interested in your own life, but be interested in the lives of others. Now, that is, to me, the verse that depicts that video. Even in the Bible, it tells us not to be involved only with ourselves. We must look beyond ourselves. Can you go to Colossians 3, verse 20? It's just one book over to the right. So in our lives, we should be... I love how it says, do not let pride be your guide. Instead, be humble and honor others more than yourself. So that means... Well, to me, that's love as well. But holding someone higher than yourself, holding their needs and their problem is higher than your own. Colossians 3 verse 20 says... Oh, I actually didn't write down the whole verse. Can someone read it for me?
Children, always obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not aggravate your children or they will become discouraged.
Okay, I think... What are you looking for?
Oh, okay, I haven't found that yet.
Since God chose you to be a holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony.
Now, just a few weeks ago, we had a conference, and one of the themes was that God made us His holy people, right? And the themes that I picked up in this verse, that we should have peace, we should have kindness, gentleness, patience, humility, all the fruits of the Spirit, always forgiving and always loving, and being in perfect unity. So all of these things, again, lead to that we shouldn't look into ourselves. It doesn't mention here, you should love yourself and do things for yourself so that you can get what you want out of other people. It says, have peace. That means don't fight among one another either, right? It says, have kindness. So sometimes going beyond to help people. Gentleness. So I know I'm terrible at gentleness. When I speak, sometimes my words are really harsh, even though I don't mean it. So gentleness is telling, like, let's say you had to tell someone something that they were doing wrong. Telling them in a way that won't make them feel like less of a human, that won't rack them of their dignity. Patience. Now, that one I really battle with, especially when someone's crunching food. Humility. Again, you know, not holding yourself in esteem. Always forgiving and always loving. Meaning never holding something someone did for you against them. And always loving. I mean, love is just repeats itself. It just has a way of repeating itself and repeating itself in the Bible. Now, all of this refers to God and others. So, I read this article, actually I have it right here. It was like a Facebook link thing. And spoke about being engaged, right? I think all of these things that I've read, even in the scriptures, they lead to that we should be engaged with both God and others. And I don't mean with a ring. I mean, like, just so... Wow, I don't have the word. Just so concerned with others and God and our relationship with God. So I'd like to read a few little bits from the article that I read. Now, this is a girl that decided she wanted to be engaged this year, but not, like, engaged. I think that's the right hand. Yeah. She said, I want to be engaged in the sense that I'm mindful of people and surroundings and culture and the spiritual warfare around me. I want to establish meaningful connections with a person on the other side of my coffee mug or in the booth across from me at dinner or the passenger in the seat of my car. I want to lean in and connect with the stories being told. I want to actively console the sorrows being shared. I don't want to go through conversations absent-mindedly anymore. I think we sometimes get so busy in our own lives and the things that we have to do tomorrow that we forget to focus on the moment, forget to focus on the person that's right next to us at that moment. Even the people that we know, sometimes we don't really know them. If you're worried about tomorrow, I thought I might just throw this in. Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7 has the answer. I'm just going to find it.
You want to pray? No, I'm in trouble. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with thanksgiving, make your request known to the Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus.
So God gives us an answer already for our problems. So maybe it's time we focus on other people's. C.S. Lewis once said, you will not find the warrior, the poet, the philosopher, or the Christian by staring into his eye as if he were your mistress. better to fight beside him, to read with him, to argue with him, and to pray with him. This girl also went to say that we will never be fully engaged with others through Facebook, you know, checking families' updates from Facebook, finding out people's lives on Facebook or Snapchat or whatever social media you use, or through other people either. So we intimately need to know people. I think that's the only way we'll really know if someone's okay, by actually asking them. I'll go on to what this girl said. She said, "I want to be locked and loaded with an arsenal of grace and truth and boldness to bring the good news of hope into the lives of others that intersect my life. I want to be fully aware of God's presence in every moment, and not as much like Jacob, who woke from his sleep and said, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it.'" John 1 verse 10 to 11 says, "Jesus was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and to his own people, he came to his own, and his own people didn't receive him." So we could be missing God because we're so focused on everything else. That's one of the other reasons that we have to be engaged fully with our lives. You see, the enemy has come into the world and brought in a lot of distractions. You know, like TV is my favorite distraction. Maybe it's food, maybe it's friends. I don't know. Maybe it's surfing the internet. I like to do that too. Maybe it's boyfriends. A lot of you are married, but I'm young. So for the young people, maybe it's boyfriends. It could even be your marriage relationship that you're putting above God, that you're so distracted on that you're not giving it to God. You know, I think that movie that we watched last week was so good because she said, to not fight in the physical. You know, you're fighting the wrong way. The best way is to fight spiritual. So maybe in your marriage relationships or whatever relationships are going wrong with your own problems, trust it in prayer. But we need to focus on the things that are happening around us too. Now, I'm just going to read this because it's far away. Romans 12, verse 15 to 16 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not be haughty or condescending in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation." This is yet another time that we're reminded to put others before ourselves. I think to engage with one another is true love, because when you really love someone, you're concerned about them. You check up on them. I think of my mom. If I go out, I have to message her when I get to the place, and I have to message her when I'm leaving, because she's concerned about me, because she loves me. So I'd like to end off with just saying 4 points. We need to live every moment of our lives aware of others and aware of what God is doing. I think sometimes we get so frustrated with God that he's not answering our prayers, but he is, and we just don't see it. We're just not focused enough to actually look deep and see that he's answering the prayers in the way that he wants to. And we miss the spiritual things that are happening around us. I mean, why don't we, on the road, when someone's demon-possessed, say, "Hey, you, let me pray for you"? Because we're not focusing on others. We're just focusing on our task and what we have to do. If we are not aware, we will miss opportunities to help others. And I mean, I know that I'm probably the worst to speak about this. I'm speaking to myself as well. But tonight I challenge you to live with your eyes open and just look to see what you are missing. Look to see what you could be missing, the things that you could be doing if you just paid more attention. I know that we have a lot of stress, but the Lord will deal with that if we give it to Him. And maybe through helping someone else, He will help us. And that is all I have to say tonight. I'd just like to close off in prayer. Father God, come before you tonight. And Lord, I ask you to give us the ability to see the things that are happening around us, Lord. To really live and really look and really see what's going around us, Lord. Help us to not miss things. And Lord, forgive us where we have. Will you please help us during this week? In the name of Jesus, amen.
We go. So that was an interesting lesson. Thank you, Kirsty. For those of you that aren't used to coming on a Sunday night, once a month, the youth takes the service. So we had a youth service tonight. But the message that went out was not just for the youth, it was for all of us. And we've seen it in the church over the past number of months as we've endeavored to be engaged. Engaged with our community, not internally focused, not just looking at the church. How can the church be blessed? How can we be blessed? We started to say, who's out there? Who's God got out there? How can we be the church of irresistible influence? And I said something this morning. I said last week, giving money is a great way of being involved. But it's very clinical. It's saying, I'm washing my hands by giving money, but I don't really want to be engaged. And Kirsty hit it on the nail tonight. The Lord is calling us to be engaged, because sometimes we can show love by giving money, but when we're really engaged, it'll make a difference. I'll give you an example, a strange example. Being engaged with the Nehemiah project, as we've worked, as we've painted, some people come on a regular basis. And as you work with him, I was painting with Peter, I've done it with him three times. We've got to know each other. We've spoken, and we've, there's a bond that's grown there. I said, painted with Shane, same thing. We spoke. We got to know each other. Frank and Lorraine, who aren't here tonight. Because they chose to get engaged, there's a relationship that is built. It's not just about painting the church. It's about getting to know one another. So internally and externally, as we get engaged, we will be blessed. And I think we'll start understanding what God wants to do with us as a church. Let's stand. Thanks for being here with us tonight. There is food and tea and coffee through in the hall if you'd like to join us. Lord, we thank you tonight for our young people, for our youth. Lord, to see your heart flowing through them, or that part of our body, it's not just them and us, but it's part of this body, is a real encouragement. Help us to live our lives, not just from day to day, getting through the daily tasks, but seeing people for who they are. Somebody that has pain in their heart. Somebody that has a financial need. Somebody else that needs a bit of encouragement. Lord, somebody that we can pray for and see healed. Grant us that ability and the desire to be engaged. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you'll always be with us and always prepare the way. And the more we engage, the more we'll enjoy it, the more fulfilled we'll feel, and the more we'll achieve for the kingdom of God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.